Hey, and welcome. I'm Irene, and we are talking about how to help your children grow self-confidence. This is the third hangout in the series, and today we are going to talk about setting your child up for success. We've talked about how to improve your own self-confidence and how to play with your child, and now we are going to go deeper into how to set up your child for success. And like always, this is based on research. This is based on the research of Dr. Sears and also of psychologist Sigurd Stubsjon. And Dr. Sears, he says that to do this, to set your child up for success, you need to see the talents that maybe your child doesn't see in himself and help him grow these talents. If you help them grow the talents that they don't see, they will grow with the intention and they will do better and they will get the self-confidence to do even more stuff. And I can see that also the Sigurd Stubsjon said something of the same thing. And he also says that it's healthy that you don't do too much to push them too much. You push them a little bit and you help them see that they can do this. Help them try, encourage them to try a little bit more. But be careful so that you don't set them up for failure by giving them too high expectations. Like every one of us, children is. Has a tendency to measure themselves up against other people or other children. We do it all the time, and we see that society does this at the same time school does it. They have a system for this, actually. It's called grades. They do it into systems where you see that the children are measured up by them to their each other and from a system for a standard that this is a good thing, this is not a good thing. And the children might do great on a test, and then they see that their friends are doing better on the test, and they go home and they feel down or even as a failure. And sadly, this is what the school does, system does. Knowing that we have different talents, and then we think that we grow them in different pace, this system does not do our children any favors. We learn differently, we have different learning styles. And taking that into account, you will see maybe that different children then doesn't fit into the learning style that you have in schools will maybe stumble. I want to come more into this thing about learning styles later in another hangout because I think it's very important. And I will tell you more when that is happening. Just follow me on Google and you'll see when that is coming out. But for now, just say that the advice for helping your child grow self-confidence in this situation where every kid and every people in society is measuring up to each other, helping your child grow out of this is by letting them know that they don't have to compete to be the best. Being the best that they can be is what they need to do. Being good in their own skin and not have to be the best and better than all the others. That will give them the self-confidence that they need. And knowing this and growing up with this feeling giving to them from their parents, they will actually feel like, okay, it's not that big a deal that my friend got a better grade in school or does better in the football match, because I did my best, and that's the main important thing. And how to do this? Actually, you have to see that the effort that they are doing are the most important thing. Praise the effort, not the results, and tell them over and over again that they're becoming a better person, they're becoming better in this by trying and by practice and getting better, better every day by keep doing this. That will give them the feeling that they are good enough when they do their best. That's good enough. And also that they are good enough for just being themselves, because this is will give them self-worth and a self-image that nobody can take from them. And if you keep trying and you never give up, you will get there. You will get good in what you want to do, and you will get successful. But how exactly can you do this in everyday life? It's not just to praise them all the time. You have to make sure that you do it specifically. Dr. Sears says that you can also do this by giving your child a lot of eye contact, touch, and focused attention. So that when you're with them, you give them a lot of attention, and you give them attention on what they do. And other research show that if you take away the phrase, "Oh, that's so nice, you're so good at this," and replace it with specific action that you see that they are doing, and praise them on the effort, as I said, the way that they're doing things and that they are practicing, that this will also bring their self-confidence to a better home. If you see, like, this might look like, "I see that you've used your colors really bright on all these butterflies to draw over there. You really worked on this drawing, and I can see that the more that you draw, the better you will get. And I see that you get better and better every time you draw. So keep up the good work, and I will love to see more of your drawings." Note that I'm giving the specific on the drawing, and also that I'm praising the effort, not the result. Letting children try and fail is the best thing we as parents can do. Helping them setting them up for success is letting them fail sometimes. Having room for an environment back home that gives room for error helps them see that fail says for first action in learning. Zig Ziglar says, "You have made some mistakes and you may not be where you want to be, but that has nothing to do with the future. They will, if you let them try and fail without trying to throw a pillow under their arms and trying to help them all the time, they have good of falling down a little bit. It makes them understand more about life and more about how they can do things. It puts them up for success, actually. And you can also put them up for success and having this environment back home. If you tell them about all the great names in the world that have actually done it, they've done exactly this. They have tried and failed over and over again, but never stopped practicing, never stopped and trying. You can tell them about successful stories like Bill Gates, who blew up his parents' garage trying to find his first actions in making Microsoft. You can tell them about Thomas Edison, that was interviewed asking how it does it feel to have failed so many times. Where he replied, "I have not failed. I have just found 10,000 ways not to make a light bulb." Making your home safe for trial and error, and making your children know that they can try and try again, and that it doesn't matter how many times you fail or feel like you don't succeed, that will actually make them more of a success later on. They will grow up believing that they can, and they will having the self-confidence to prove it. So this was a little bit about how to help your child grow self-confidence again, and also the thing about helping them, setting them up for success. I'll see you next week with more about helping your children grow self-confidence. Thanks.